Hey there, busy bee. So how was your day today? Oh, yeah, honey, I'm not gonna lie. You look a little stressed out right now. Come here. Come here, let me give you a hug. Oh, my Colleen. You know I can feel the tension in your body right now. And that's not healthy. So what do you say we go right to the living room, sit you down, and help you to unwind? What do you think, babes? Okay, eisht my warning. Listen, darling. I already have dinner made, so it's okay, alright? So all we have to do is take it up later. Okay? But for now, let's go and chill, alright? Yeah? We'll make our own movie called Chill Bill. Come on. Let's hit the couch, babe. Come lay back into me. Get nice and comfy. You can get more comfy than that. Think of me as your human pillow. I'm not as fluffy, but I'm every bit as cozy, yeah? Oh, there you go. Now, doesn't this feel better already? Oh, love, I know, but look, let's just switch off for a while, yeah? Let's just take a moment together. Baby, you've been rushing around like a blue-arsed fly. You have lately, and you haven't been given any time to yourself. You haven't had a moment to even breathe. I see it, baby. I see you. The way that you're at people's beck and call all the time. The way you stretch yourself out so thin. I see it. And honey, I know you do it because you're selfless and you feel you have to. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with reeling it all back in and just being, you know? Just stopping it all every now and again. Stopping and taking that time for yourself. You know, honey, if you try to live other people's lives like that, you'll create a split all the time, every time. And it's a recipe for stress. You end up living two or three people's lives, including your own, and that's a lot of juggling to do, isn't it? And you just can't go on like this. Because that split will stress you out more and more until you are absolutely exhausted. And we can't have that. We just can't have that, honey. So I say, it's time for a timeout every now and again. Just some time to be, you know? To recognize that beautiful person that you are. To gain some clarity. And to let all of this just melt away. And find what you've forgotten. Okay? Because sometimes we forget, honey. Sometimes we forget. So this is what I'm suggesting. We both take some time every day, starting from right now. Just take simple little time outs at first. We switch off our phones, we switch off the TV, and we sit together, and you can tell me about your day and who you want to punch in the dick. Okay? And I'll end up giving you a lovely massage to take all that stress away. And maybe tell you a bad joke or two before I take up dinner. We can watch a movie while the rain falls outside. Or if it's dry, we can go for a walk. And if we get tired after the walk, we can go snuffle in bed. Anything that's relaxing, that helps you just ground and, you know, find some time for yourself, babe. Because as I said, you can't go on like this. Okay? It'll be lots of fun. Or even... Oh, honey, you know I'm gonna go there. Look, in the end, I just want you to be happy. And I know you are well able to look after yourself. I know you are. But sometimes, we are unable to see what others can see and what we are doing to ourselves. Even though we can sense it, right? And then someone like me comes along and points it out. And it opens our eyes. Oh, that's my short word for pretty eyes. You know, I just stuck the two words together. You know what I mean? How can I say I'm a poet? So, let me throw my arms around you again. So do you feel better? Yeah? Oh, you want a joke? Oh, baby, you put me on the spot. I wasn't expecting. I didn't rehearse any jokes. Oh, this is like the night before Christmas. Let me think. I think I have one. Not sure of the ending. Hang on now. Okay. So, three men were standing in line to get into heaven one day. All right. And apparently it had been a very busy day. You know, busyness, you know. So, St. Peter had to tell the first one, heaven is getting pretty close to full today. And I've been asked only to admit people who've had particularly horrible deaths. So what's your story? I said Peter's voice, and it was a bit different, but he's probably, would he be Irish? No, he was Jewish, wasn't he? Anyway, the first man replies, well, he said, for a long while, I've suspected that my wife has been cheating on me. So today, I came home early to try catch her red-handed. And as I came into the 25th floor apartment, I could tell that something was off, something was wrong. But all my searching didn't reveal where the other guy had gone to, so, or where he was hiding. So finally, I went out onto the balcony, and sure enough, there was this man hanging off the railing, right? 25 floors up above the ground. And now I was really mad, Peter. I was really mad. So I started beating on him, and I started kicking him. But wouldn't you know it? He just would not fall off. So finally I went back into my apartment and I got a hammer and I started hammering on his fingers. And of course he couldn't stand for that for too long. So he let go and he fell. But even after 25 stories, he just fell into the bushes below, stunned but okay. I couldn't stand it anymore, so I ran into the kitchen and I just grabbed the fridge. I picked up the fridge and I threw it over the edge, and it just landed on him and it killed him instantly. But all the stress and the anger got to me, and I got a pain in my chest and I had a massive heart attack, and I died right there on the balcony, Peter. It was awful. So Peter says, "Whoa," because they say "whoa" in heaven. "That does sound pretty bad to me, so on you go, in you go." So then the second man comes up to Peter and he explains to him about having been full again, and again asks this man for his story. And the man said, "Oh, it's been a very strange day, Peter. You see, I live on the 26th floor of this apartment building, and every morning I do my exercises out in the balcony. But well, this morning I must have slipped or something because I fell over the edge. But luckily I caught the railing of the balcony on the floor below me, and I knew I couldn't hang there for very long, when all of a sudden this man bursts out onto the balcony, and I thought for sure I was saved, you know, by God, when all of a sudden he started beating at me and kicking at me, so I held on the best I could, but then he ran into the apartment and he grabbed the hammer and he started pounding on my hands. I couldn't believe it, so finally I had to let go. But again, I was lucky because I fell, and when I fell into the bushes below, and I was stunned, but I was perfectly fine. And just as I was thinking I was going to be okay, this refrigerator comes falling out of the sky and bang, crushes me and kills me instantly, and here I am, Peter. And Peter's like, "Ooh, that sucks," because they say sucks in heaven. He said, "That sucks." And Peter said, "Look, okay, on you go into heaven. That's a horrible death. On you go." So the third man comes up to the front of the lane and Peter asks him his story, and he says, "Picture this, I'm naked inside the refrigerator." Hey, I got a little giggle out of you this time. You feel a little better now, baby? So come on, let's go eat that delicious dinner. It is delicious, like. And then we can go upstairs, and I promise you the best massage ever. I'll get rid of all of that stress and tension, okay? Come on, my store. Come on, baby.